In the New Testament, Jesus came one day to Jerusalem. He stood on the hill overlooking that great city. And he said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and killeth them, how oft would I have gathered thee under my wings as a mother hen gathers her chickens." I look in this nest and I see a mother who is willing to give her life for the babies. Really, what she's doing is she's sacrificing her life for theirs. And that's exactly what Jesus did for me. His life for mine. The just for the unjust. You see, listen to me now. We already found out in this passage we're sinners. And we already found out in this passage that we're accountable to God for our sin. So what are we going to do? David said in Psalm 130, "O Lord," he said, "if thou shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand?" David said, "Lord, if you're keeping a record of my wrongs, I have no hope." Well, he does mark iniquity. And so we're hopeless unless there's somebody who will pay our sin debt for us. And that somebody's Jesus. He died for me and he died for you on the cross. Like the mother bird who gave her life. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't think it's good." I'm trying to remember who the fellow was. Who was the fellow? What was his name? In the glass palace out in California. I can't think of his name. Right, Schuller was his name. And he said one time, he said, "I cannot think of any more ignorant or offensive policy than this business of trying to convince people that they are sinners." That's what he said. Well, I'm going to tell you, you may find it offensive tonight to be told that you're a sinner accountable to God, but you'll find it much more problematic when you stand before that holy God and have to pay for your sin. But it would be much better for somebody to say, "You know what? You're a sinner and you deserve hell. There is no good in you, but there was one who was altogether good who died in your place and took all of your sin in his own body and was nailed to the cross. And if you'll receive him as your Savior, you can go free." Years ago, I was out visiting, knocking on a door. And this man came to the door. He's 84 years old. I talked to him a little bit. I found out that he was a Methodist lay speaker. Now, I grew up a Methodist. I know what a lay speaker is. A lay speaker in the church I grew up in was a man who was not ordained, but he did preach. He filled the pulpit. So here's a man, he's 84, and he told me he'd been preaching in pulpits for 64 years. And I thought, you know, I had something on my mind I wanted to talk to him about, but along the way I thought, you know, I'd like to talk to him. A fella been preaching 64 years, he'll have something to tell me. So we sat down and we had a wonderful talk, a good talk. And finally when we got done, I said to him, I said, "Well, I have to go, but I said I'd like to ask you a question before I go. And this is really why I knocked on your door." He said, "What is it?" I said, "If you died today, do you know for sure you'd go to heaven?" He said, "I hope so."